Yeah, Monday night, we do it all the time. We're catching up with Joel and Fletch from The Run Home. G'day, boys.
How are you, Wolf?
Good, boys. You're good, like fresh from schoolies.
You sound a long way away.
Yeah, we are. We're in Londonderry, which is a long way from North Sydney.
Yes.
Mm. Now, is that a little bit better? It's an outside broadcast, Gary.
We're basically on the backside of the Richmond Greyhounds.
Sounds correct, like you're in a bird cage.
Yeah. No, we're out in the wild. Mm-hmm. A bit of an a yeah. There's look. This is the bush.
I'm doing a bit of Brad Fittlering. I'm
is
earthing.
It raining?
Yeah, he's got his shoes off.
Yep, quite comfortable here. How are you boys been?
Good, really
Dirty.
Good.
Sats has been on his junket over in New Zealand.
Oh, that's right. We spoke to you. Yeah, how'd that go? We didn't get a star badge or woogie. That's to be expected, isn't it? Because he's a mad suck. Sats. Well, how'd you go over there?
Junket. What was it?
He's gone over to New Zealand. He's a big suckhole.
Yeah, it was
big
good.
Brown Brandy. Nose. Well, how'd you go?
Yeah, it was good. Great. I started in Auckland, finished in Queenstown. But I took a lot of our partners away, SEN partners. It was outstanding. And I've got to say, guys, I can confirm that I have footage of Brandy, Greg Alexander, singing on the team bus. He's singing Flame Trees and Piano Man.
Really?
Oh, so this must have been on the bus trip home from wherever you were?
No, this is on the. This is like after. Yeah, it was after a wine tour.
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes.
Yep.
Oh, Penrith Freddy. Penrith Brandy. Sorry, I love it.
Yep. Do his eyes get big when he's had a few?
Oh, that's what I call him, the gecko.
Yeah.
But
was he wearing his? Was he wearing his rank Birkenstocks? He gets around his burkos.
See, everyone was trying to get Brandy up to dance and sing, and Brandy goes, "That's not me." And his beautiful wife, Tanya's going, "No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't do that." And all of a sudden, he just broke into tune. Piano Man, Flame Tree. So I'm going to get that audio, and we're going to we'll play it tomorrow.
Gold.
Mm. I'll tell you, just on the bus ride, and this is great advice for young whippersnappers who wish to go to a party or a long lunch. So my wife had a very good friend of hers, 40th. A couple of them. Happy birthday to Jade and Jules.
JJ.
And stuff, JJ. So they went into town, and they were in there from probably midday, and it got to about 7. They went to the Argyle there at the Rocks, which is a great pub. And they said, all right, let's all get in the cabs home, and we'll go somewhere local. And they had a pub in mind. And they all end up going home. You got to jump in the bus.
Yes, you've got to have a
bus all together with tunes playing.
Yep.
Maybe a few cheekies on the way home.
Yeah.
Don't you?
You do. Or just a big hummer.
Did you ever the same teammate, whenever you're on the bus and there was a microphone up the front that was always on the microphone?
Yeah.
Who was that?
Yes, me.
Jacko.
would have been
Fletch.
Heavy. I used to do tours, like going on the way back from Canberra. But it was only good after a win.
Oh.
Yeah, if you lost, you'd have to wait at least 20 minutes.
Yeah, that would have been long trips home from Canberra then.
Mm. Oh, good on you,
babe. I had a former teammate. We used to get on the bus and from the airport to wherever we were staying. He used to give us some commentary of all the places both he and his little gang when he was a teenager used to do ram raids on. So he'd say, come up here on the left.
What?
It'd be Parramatta Road. There's a shop here, and
I think I know who that is. Was that when you were at the Titan? The Gold Coast Chargers?
No,
possibly.
No.
Can confirm nor deny.
Hey, boys. Well, I need this is for you, Sats.
Yeah.
My eldest daughter, Scarlett.
Yes.
Day two of schoolies.
Yep. Gold Coast. Yes.
And my wife has been tracking her on 360, Live 360.
Yeah.
Good girl, Britt.
And
what tracking specifically? What time she's gone to bed and that sort of stuff?
Because you can see how long you spent at each place.
Gotcha.
And then the next morning, she interrogated her. So how did you go last night? And so she got home at 5:30 this morning.
What? What a trooper.
Yeah.
5:30. And this is not usually her go.
Yeah.
So
where she was? How long was she at worried said about location this? Up till 5?
Yeah. She might have had a sleepover. Oh. And I'm starting to worry about this, Satsy boy. So keep your phone on, because you might be having an extra person at your house. I might have to send her there.
I thought you were going to say, Woogie still does schoolies.
Woogie still goes to schoolies. Do you want to keep an eye on him for him, Woogie?
Yeah, no, thanks. That is not true.
24th year
Although,
in a row.
I did walk into Service Paradise on Saturday not realising I was officially a toolie.
Or a creep. Fletchy, is there a little bit of... There's a little bit of proudness from you as dad staying out till five or so?
No.
Okay.
No. And although she's 18, and I've told Britt this, you've got to let it go.
How does Britt go? Does her head fall off?
Yeah, and Britt was a rat of a kid.
Yeah.
Rat.
But it's do as I say, not as I do, bro.
Yeah, I know.
So you're not proud, but would you have been disappointed if she was home by, say, one?
No. I want her home by one.
You just want them
really?
Safe,
eh? Wow.
Yeah, you just want them safe. Boys, the World Cup, have you got the fever? I've got the fever
I've
bad.
Got the fever. I've got to admit, I didn't at the start.
No, we got pumped 4-1.
Yeah, tell me about your big poll.
I was protesting a little bit. What happened?
Oh, yeah, sorry, we got a big poll. We were thinking, I'm going to hand it over to Brooks. Brooks, you haven't spoken to the general in quite a while. Say hello.
Good afternoon, gents.
Oh, is that Nathan?
Wow, he's back from Bali.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yes, you saw the photos.
He crashed photos. In on three young ladies going away together. Some poor girl became the fourth wheel. But anyway, play on.
Anyway, we've got a poll here, gents. It's Fletcher's big poll.
It's not Wayne Rooney's big poll, is it?
No. We'll get to that, boys. Wayne Rooney is hung like a bee.
So off the back of Saturday night, our man Harry Sutter, his tackle, which Aussie had the best tackle? Harry Sutter, 15%. Scott Sattler, 16%. Matt Shervington, 69%.
Great Australian tackle.
Yeah.
He's up there. What do you guys reckon? Best tackle you've seen in a while?
Yeah.
Badgers, mate.
E.T.
Yeah, Greg Norman.
Mm. E.T. He's always out fishing.
Do you understand the rules of soccer, boys? Because I saw that tackle, it was a fantastic tackle.
Yes.
Yeah, Harry's. But then I've also seen exactly the same tackle, and they... Yellow card dudes.
Yeah.
What is the rule? So I've got to hit the ball first, and then the ball has to move away. Is that correct?
I wouldn't have a clue.
It's just got to be ball.
Thanks.
Doesn't have to just be all ball.
Ball first.
But no, because apparently if you go over the top of the ball, so you don't, the ball doesn't clear the ruck in NRL parlance. If it doesn't clear, and then the attacker falls over your leg, penalty.
Okay.
Just on the yellow card, it appears to me, and maybe I'm completely off the mark. In the rugby league, if you've got sin binned or if you've got a 2-week suspension, there is a chance of a major blow-up. In soccer, it just appears you get the yellow card and you miss next week and away you go.
No, it's not one.
It's two yellows.
You've got to get three. Two yellow cards.
Yeah. Two yellow cards and then you cop a week, do you?
Yes.
Cop a game.
Cop a game.
Right, okay.
So how long does the yellow card last?
They just play on. Yeah, they don't care.
We're getting good at this.
What?
If you kick the ball into the net, that's a goal.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
Yeah, that's 1 point.
Yes, but it can't come off your hand.
What about Maradona?
Sats, got another question for you.
Yes.
Sorry, I've been having an issue with thieves at my house. Mm-hmm. My children, I think. Or could be my wife. So $50. I left it out drunk one night, and it went in the morning. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Who took it?" You know, no, I didn't do it. Second one, I left another $50 out just to make sure. You know, give another chance.
Yep.
That went. Third one, I set up my phone. In the lounge,
good
covered
work.
By a couple of cushions.
She?
But it ran out at 2 a.m. The phone died.
Oh, no. And still gone?
Sats gone.
How much footage did it have? Like, hours worth, did it?
Hours worth of just nothing. The cat got up some weird shit, though. Cats. Sats, what's something that's a surveillance device that's not obvious? Because I know you can do the nanny cams, which they stuff cameras in teddies.
There's a backpack. There's a backpack you can buy. And a backpack.
I don't want to go too heckos. Isn't that like, I don't want a backpack. That's too sus.
That's walking around the shopping centres.
It's just a backpack sitting there.
The escalators.
It's just, dad's training bag, but it's got a camera in it, and it activates when there's movement around the area.
Activation.
Oh, so it's not recording the whole time.
So it saves batteries.
Yeah.
So.
It activates,
okay, where would I get said, backpack from?
Go on a website called OzSpy. Okay.
Creepy OzSpy.
Awesome.
And...
Oz,
and maybe,
as in OZ?
OZ.
Maybe just put out $10 next time. It's costing a fortune. Yeah. Let's have any thought of that.
Plus, you've got to buy a backpack.
Yeah, true. That's a good point. Well,
it's still going to go missing.
No, but I think 50, that's the amount, because they're at that age. They just want it. They
put a counterfeit one out, so whoever takes it, spends it, gets arrested.
You can't say that.
I would have, but my mate's all in jail now.
Now, Brian, we're getting a lot of text messages coming through, so our SEN Track listeners would have no idea what we're talking about. Probably Badge and Sats and Woogie neither. The great immortal Andrew Johns.
Yep.
So set the scene. He's texted you, is that right?
Yeah, so this is Joey's text. So he's been listening.
Mm-hmm.
And did you explain? Okay, so... He says this, Joel and Fletch, it's Joey, as in Maddie's bro. Heard you blokes were doing a broadcast dedicated at saving greyhounds. That's so gnarly. I'm stoked to know you blokes. I'm really proud. I've got a game-changing tip for your dog-loving listeners. Go to YouTube. This is where I think Joey's a little bit behind the times. It's a device you can use on your phone or smart TV. It's pretty cool and free. Like, we know that, Joey. Yeah. You type in videos that your dog will love. The selection of videos range from 15 minutes to 8 hours. I know, pretty epic, right? Dogs really love it. There's birds, squirrels, creepy crawlies, in brackets, yuck. He doesn't like those, Joey. And dogs playing together. My dog, Stallone, sits and watches for hours. Stallone. Neat, right? I'm up the North Coast listening via the SEN app. Loving the show. It's a great mix of insight and humour. And God, don't we all need a good laugh at the moment. Am I right? Question mark. Enjoy, listeners. Joey Johns. P.S. Hey, Hutchie, how about a pay rise? So... What I'm trying to get across here is that we've got an immortal listening to our show. Who have you got? Who listens to you?
We've got Glenn the Reality King from Newcastle.
Danger
from Cairns.
Vowsy.
Yeah.
Adrian Vows.
He listens.
Mm. Former Queensland.
No offence to Vowsy.
Oh, come on.
Andrew Johns. Eighth immortal.
Rat Rogers listens.
Which voice in Joey's head is listening to the show? Which personality? There's a lot of voices going on. There's a lot of voices.
Did you know that you can plonk your dog on the lounge and just whack this on YouTube and off you go?
I'll leave my TV on for Frank when I leave the house.
He's the greatest helicopter pet parent of all time.
Yeah, me and Sats. Try the video.
I've got to admit,
Sats.
I will.
Hey, boys, any A grades floating around up there?
Badge?
I thought the boys were going to nominate me, but I went out on Saturday night. I actually had a boys weekend, and I had to sneak out on Saturday night because my wife and some friends had booked tickets to Twin Towns, which in itself makes me old, to see Pseudo Echo.
Oh, God.
Oh. Are you the A grade?
You guys have given it to me earlier. I thought dead set nominate me. They're actually good.
So did you go back, Badge?
They sang two songs 11 times each. Funky Town.
Did you go back?
And you're not... Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Listening's One watching... and Funky Town. They're the two, aren't they?
Yeah, why don't you take me
you're
to...
You're not listening. Yeah.
Have the Gunners played up there?
Yeah, they have.
Queensland? Yeah.
Last week.
Did any
Funky
of you go?
Funky Town was one of the first bands I reckon I heard the electronic sort of sounds.
Oh, no, it's a bit...
Nah,
it's
you
a
said
bit,
it was a little bit too
Herbie Hancock.
Hancock. A synthesizer or something like that, whatever they call it. Mm.
Wasn't even their
Herbie
song.
Hancock.
What?
Wasn't Funky it? Town. No, Lip Sync in the 70s.
Yeah, but Funky Town. They weren't real, they were
Lip Syncing. Funky Town, which famous, I suppose you call it cartoon movie, was that played in?
Was it...
cartoon movie?
Shrek.
Was it really?
Yeah, Funky Town's in Shrek. Oh. Yep, absolutely.
Boys, let's get around it. Are we going through? I want to hear a yay or a nay. Are we going through to the rounds of 16?
Yay.
Yep.
I think we will.
Well, what's Badge? Do we have to... Is a draw going to be enough?
Yes.
Because I think that's the best we can do.
Yep.
Righto. I'm with us then. We're going through.
We need a draw.
Does that mean... two teams go through. That'd be us and France.
Mm. Unless Tunisia beat France.
What about Princess Mary? What do you reckon she's... Or Queen. Is she Queen yet? No, Princess. What is she... who do you reckon she'd be going for? And can she pull some strings?
What?
Could she say to Fred, listen, Fred. Oh, jeez. I spilled some water already.
Not on the desk.
Hey, boys, just...
Oh, no.
We'll catch up with Sean the Trader from Sportsbet shortly, but...
Hang on, boys. Hang on.
You know, we're only about a 30% chance of advancing.
Yeah, I know. How do you know that?
I don't wish
Here we go. We're on the moon again.
Yes. I don't wish to temper things, but we're only about a 30% chance of advancing.
Okay, go. Tell me how.
Because Denmark are 2-1 on.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they win being 2-1 on, right... Where Tatiana Western Webb.
Mm. Well, I'm going for the draw. I'm going to back the draw.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right.
Absolutely.
I hope you're right.
I'm going to Woogie. Woogie, what do you think? Yay or nay? You're the greatest pessimist I've ever met.
my gut says Denmark will win 2-0, but I hope it's a draw as well.
But big gut.
But you know on
That's
Saturday
a big
night.
Prediction.
But on Saturday night, we were the outsiders against Tunisia. We're paying like $3.70 before the game. They were $2 favourites.
Yep. Stick that in your... Yep. Pipe and smoke it, sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar. Well, don't say that. Schoolies is up there. So
how big a factor is the weather over there? You reckon? Is that why we're seeing all these upsets?
No, no, it's air conditioned. It's air-conditioned
stadiums.
Yeah.
But they haven't put it on, have they?
Yeah, it's underneath the seats. It's blaring out underneath your blurter. People have been wearing jumpers because it's too cold on your Chaminda.
Boys, any other A grades?
Sats, Woogie,
Dan Andrews. Oh, well, the Victorian government. I learned during the week that there's a new fine that's been introduced, about $950, $960. If you're going for a walk through one of 50 parks in and around Melbourne, if you walk off the track, concrete walking track, you can get a $950 fine or thereabouts.
Oh,
there you go.
Why?
Exactly. That's the question. Why? And if you upset the fauna, you can get $1,500 fine.
So if you walked home Schindler's, you could be off it 10 or 12 times.
Exactly.
Expensive trip.
that's a good A grade. What is the hate for Dan Andrews? Why do they all hate him?
I don't know.
Ask Woogie.
You're the one
Labor.
That loves politics.
For some reason, he loves politics.
Apparently, you're an expert on everything.
Talks about it.
Who
politics.
Said that?
Blah, blah.
You.
Yeah.
Just because I called you out on some BS today.
What is it with Dan Andrews that everyone's on the nose with him about?
Oh, he locked down his citizens for about 6 months.
He saved them.
The longest lockdown in the world.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't locked down as long. Are you still alive?
Queensland, they were locked down.
Yeah, but not as long as that. That was the longest lockdown in the world. Ruined businesses and ruined jobs, but they vote him back in.
Well, what
my
does that
A grade
of
Victorians.
The people love him.
Who?
The people love him. They voted him in. 98%.
That's what
of
I'm
the
saying.
Vote.
That's why he did not. That's why I'm saying Victorians are my A grades. They've got no idea, have they?
Ball!
That's another reason. Hey, can I? I want to ask question, boys.
Australia I want to ask a question. Is your Oprah button broken today?
What?
Wow.
Oh, okay, thanks.
I love those sound effects.
Oh, you got a new one.
Noodles and noodles. Thank you, my man.
Oh, yes.
What's
nice
a new voice. One you got, Greta Thunberg?
How dare you?
Yeah.
Come on, what are you going to spit it out?
What do you reckon about the Aussie players taking a knee before the first test against West Indies? It's divided cricket fans. The Australians taking a knee, with the West Indian cricketers.
I didn't know we were doing. Is this the first time we've done it?
We did it once before when we played the West Indies. I think it was in a T20 game, but they're doing it at the Wacker on Wednesday.
And what specifically too? I know it's a racism stand, but is it specific to some event or?
Well, this is the question people are asking.
It started in America, in the NFL.
It's the Black Lives.
Yeah.
I know all that, but why is this happening right now?
Oh,
has
I don't
something
know.
Happened? We don't know.
Don't know.
No, it's right, just to support the West Indians.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's no problem then if we're supporting the West Indies because we're going to flog them. It'll be over in 4 days.
So take the focus off Justin Langer.
Wow.
Well, you'd think 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days.
Easy.
We've had a text come through. A draw is not enough, you gibberers.
Yeah, if Tunisia beats
if
France.
If Tunisia beats
course.
France.
There's no chance of that. It shan't be happening.
France arresting six of their players, boys.
Hey,
what's that?
Yeah.
Hang on, Gibbo's here.
Sorry, boys, interrupt. Sorry, Gibbo. It says Australian cricketers will be taking a knee for the first time on home soil next week and plan to continue the gesture at the remaining test matches against the West Indies. Cricket Australia has confirmed players will take part in the stand against racism before each of the two tests, the first starting in Perth on Wednesday before the series heads to Adelaide. As we've done it in the West Indies... and during the recent warm-up games, we will support the West Indies team and take a knee alongside them, the spokesperson said. Okay, there you go. Sorry, gentlemen, that was being reported through Fox Cricket.
But we just don't know why.
No,
why now?
It's just as a support to... Because they've done it before. The Australian team's done it before.
Fletchy Alex in Raceview. Hey, Fletch, my daughter just got back from schoolies. It's an invasion of her privacy.
I would never think of tracking her. Isn't that an invasion of her privacy? Yes. When they get older,
exactly.
Is it all about trust? You don't have to trust them. No, yeah, it's my daughter. She lives in my house. I'm tracking her. And if I see her with that pipe and she's smoking it, it's all...
Thanks for listening to the podcast. And don't forget, you can listen to Sports Day every day from Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. Queensland time.